From the YPR studios, I'm Kay Erickson. The U.S. border with Mexico draws much of the nation's attention, but for residents in northeast Montana, it's the border with Saskatchewan that has them concerned. The Trump administration wants to cut back the hours at four ports of entry along the Montana-Saskatchewan border. They look at it as a way to save money, and the number of vehicles do not support the hours.
Naturally, it's a concern because it does affect the economy of the whole region.
That's former Havre legislator Bob Sievertson, who was active back in 2016 when the Obama administration wanted to cut port hours.
Canada is our largest trading partner and friendliest trading partner.
It's about the numbers. Customs and Border Protection says traffic does not support having a 24-hour port at Raymond, north of Plentywood, or ports open 13 hours a day at Scobie, Opheim, and Morgan. Data from Sheridan County, where the 24-hour port at Raymond is located, show traffic numbers are low. Statistics from last year show an average of 116 vehicles cross the port at Raymond per day. CBP tried to cut hours back in 2016, but dissent from Montanans, Canadians, and Montana's congressional delegation kept the hours the same. But some Montanans say it's more than the number of cars and trucks. Jessica Shackelford is a Sheridan County commissioner.
The concern is that all of the commerce that could have been coming down through Raymond is going to be diverted into North Dakota, and so we won't be seeing that flow of goods. So we're not going to get any of the revenues from that commerce through agriculture or tourism.
Montanans also make the trip up north. They go to golf, boat, fish, and shop. Shackelford says shorter port hours means longer trips.
I personally am married to a farmer, and we ranch and farm, and there's been times that we've had to go get parts in Canada because we couldn't find them anywhere else. We come home at 2:30 in the morning because we had to go so far. So what impact is that? I have to drive 108 miles the other way, or we have to spend the night somewhere, different things.
Montana's congressional delegation was active in 2016 to keep the border hours the same, and they're active again. Senators John Tester and Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte have written letters to CBP Commissioner Kevin McAleenan telling CBP the plan to slash hours disadvantages rural Montanans and their needs. John Tester.
And it's one of the problems we have in Washington, D.C. Folks don't understand that if you don't have 1,000 cars coming through a port, that doesn't mean the port's not worth keeping open. The fact is Canada is our biggest trading partner. And by the way, we heard the same thing on the Mexican border. It's critically important that we have these ports able to do the business of commerce. If we don't, we're shooting ourselves in the foot economically.
Next week, Customs and Border Protection will hold a series of town hall meetings to explain their plans and to hear what Montanans and Canadians think. The first meeting will be Monday night, April 1st in Plentywood. The next two are April 2nd in Scobie and that night in Glasgow, and then on April 3rd in Malta. Kay Erickson, YPR News.